Hey everyone, it's Michelle, the Dreaming Dilettante, coming out to you with my latest creative podcast. So how are you? Happy New Year. This is the first podcast of the new year, so I hope yours is off to a good start. I can't believe, actually, as I'm recording this, that it's the 9th already. But I guess we'll just keep saying that forever, right? That how quickly time goes. I hope you have a cup of your favorite whatever, and I have a little cup of decaf coffee here. So if you hear a pause from time to time, that's probably just me taking a sip. I'm recording this podcast in my studio, and I just finished writing a new blog post and realized I forgot to bring memory cards to do any kind of filming. And I thought, well, let me get a head start and get my podcast up and running for tomorrow. So that is what I'm doing. I think the last time we spoke, I was thinking about doing a digital detox, and I haven't quite given up on that. I'm just not sure what it's going to look like for me right now. I think in some ways I already have. I've been reading a lot more, and not watching television as much, not watching like programs like TV shows and things like that. I'm trying to sort of find my own, and maybe more so than the fact that I'm taking certain things out, I've been really trying to find my own creative voice a little bit more and really kind of digging into that, and spending time every day in my art journal, making art, writing every day, not from a resolution standpoint, although I guess it's splitting hairs, like whatever you call it, but for me, it has more to do with trying to support myself, because I feel like I so easily get dragged into things that are going on, I'm trying to think of the words to use here, but basically I get easily pulled into kind of a place of worry and anxiety and fear, not based on anything specific, but just from kind of energy floating around me. And I'm finding that even just mentioning it, I can feel that energetic kind of pull into my body. And so I find that the more creative time I spend, the better I feel, the more grounded I am, the more connected I am to, you know, something higher, something bigger than myself. And I find that the more time I'm spending, and I've been trying to do this every morning before I start my day, in my journal, and it's really becoming a practice that I look forward to, and that I'm reminding myself, you know, if you're struggling or if you feel like you're going off the rails a little bit, take time to write, take time to art journal. And it really seems to work. It really does seem to help me kind of ground into things and connect with, as I said, something, you know, bigger, and reminds me, I think what it does, pardon me, it almost clears out the clutter in my own being, if that makes sense. So I find myself that when I'm being creative, when I'm spending time in the art journal, when I'm writing, that it reminds me, oh, right, this is how I feel. These are the things that I like to do. This is how I spend time. This is what's important to me. And it sort of sweeps away the lower vibration energy, the things of, you know, maybe the things I'm being told I should care about, or the things I'm told that I should be focusing on. And it's like, oh, no, wait a minute. This is my stuff. This is my home here. And it's a reminder. Whereas if I don't have that practice, it's real easy for me to just kind of float through the days without intention, without direction. And that's what the creative practice gives me. It gives me a focal point. It gives me direction. It does it by reminding me of what's important to me. And it's not because I sit down and think it out. You know, I don't sit down at my journal and say, okay, so today I'm going to focus on this and this and this and make a list of the things that are important to me. Of course, you could do that. And I would imagine if that's how your brain works, then that's what would work for you. For me, It's really about just kind of not thinking for a little while, just putting paint on the paper or scribbling out how I'm feeling into the journal so that I can kind of let go of whatever's holding me back, whatever's holding on to me, and let it out, and then either cover it up with paint or collage. And then in the doing of that, I kind of go, oh, right. And, you know, because I pick things by random. If you've watched any of my videos, you know, I don't sit down with a clear plan and think it through and, okay, I'm going to draw this and then I'm going to sketch that. I'm going to write this. I just sit down and just start making things and, you know, seeing something around me and go, oh, maybe I'll glue that down here. Maybe I'll rip this paper and put that here. And all right, maybe I'll try this pencil and see what happens. And that's kind of where I go. And it's, you get lost in the creativity, and it's almost in that being lost that we're found again, you know, when we're lost in the act of creating and we kind of remember how we feel and what that joy feels like, that we're able to remember, oh, right, this is how I'm supposed to be feeling. This is how I'm supposed to be interacting in the world. And it really helps. It really helps for me. And I'm trying to remember that. And also to remember it doesn't have to be grand, because I think it's real easy to get caught up in making a journal page look great. And that's not really the purpose of an art journal page. It might be a purpose of a painting that you're doing, or a specific piece, or maybe you have a journal just for making nice things. And that's awesome. But if you don't already have one, I would really encourage you to make a journal that is, or buy one, you know, a composition notebook or something like that, where you can just let things out and then cover them up with paint or glue or collage and whatever you want to do. And just really give yourself permission to play as if you're, you know, doodling on a scrap piece of paper, where you don't want to be precious about it. You're just kind of keeping your mind going, keeping yourself occupied. And I feel like that is just so important, you know, to do that for yourself and, you know, for the people around you. Because I don't know about you, but I think that I feel like I'm a better person to be around when I'm making time for my art and my creativity. And I know it's such a tough thing. You know, you say, oh, you need to make time, you need to make time. And I don't know. Yeah, but sometimes it's like, oh, so that's another thing I have to do. And it can feel like that. So if hearing that makes you go, ugh, my schedule, you have no idea. And you're right. Of course, I don't know your schedule. But I think we can all make time if we shift what that time has to look like, or how we have to spend it. You know, if we have a little tiny notebook. I have a whole big box. Well, I had a big box. My children got into them. But I had a big box of mini composition notebooks. And I'm turning a bunch of them into art journals. And these tiny pages, and the idea I actually got from Alyssa Burke. She has a class on it. And I'll try to remember to link it to you. But if not, you go to Alyssa Burke's website and you can find it. But she has a whole class on making art in a mini journal. And her classes are fabulous because she's, you know, if you've never taken one of her classes, they're really great. And she talks about using what you have. So she's not about buying a whole bunch of supplies just to take her classes or anything like that. But she kind of got me into the idea of using a mini composition notebook for art. And for something like that, you could use colored pencils, you could use pencil, pen, and just scribble away and then cover up with, you know, I'm looking at, I got my gelatos here, so you could cover them up with some of those, or a paint stick of some kind, or whatever, or glue an image down and that you've cut out of a magazine that you liked, or whatever. So it doesn't have to be grand. I don't know about you, but I got sent, I'm looking at it right now. Oops, sorry, I bumped the microphone there. I got sent a calendar in the mail for the end of the year from a company, and I have calendars, so I don't know that I would necessarily need another one. I brought it here to the studio in case I wanted one. But it would be great to turn into an art journal, a magazine that you can turn into an art journal. So there's that, you know, where you don't have to go and spend a bunch of money. And sometimes using things like that, especially if it was maybe a calendar that you were going to, you know, recycle because you thought, well, I don't need another calendar. I have all the calendars I need, or a magazine that you got sent, a catalog, where you can take that thing that you weren't going to use for anything anyway and turn it into a place for you to make some art and just put down some white gesso and, you know, scribble away on with a marker. Or whatever, you know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. And that's the only thing I would encourage you. If your schedule's full, this isn't, you know, New Year's, let's get started of a laundry list of things to do to make things better. But if you haven't really tried to lean on your creativity when you're struggling, that would be my encouragement to you if you haven't tried that. Because for me, since I started, I always thought I had to show up kind of polished, I guess, for my creativity. Like I had to take it and sit down and be like, okay, I'm gonna make some art, or I'm gonna write something great, or, you know, and I keep forgetting how great I feel after, especially if I felt crappy beforehand. I forget how great I feel after writing in my journal for a couple pages, or you know, working my art journal for a page, and I don't even finish them. You know, I might just sit down in the morning before the kids get up and just start on a page. I might draw on a page and then put some paint down, I might try to write out sometimes. I love doing that if I'm feeling anxious or worried or fearful or anything like that. I'll sit down and I'll just start writing all of that out. And then once I do that, I feel so much better. And then I'm like, okay, well, I don't want this page with this anymore, and I'll cover it up, you know, and write over it or put paint on it, you know, bright colors, and draw something that I love. So if you haven't tried it, and maybe most of you listening are thinking, well, of course, that's exactly what your creativity is for, Michelle, then wonderful. I'm so glad that you're using it for that. And I would love for you to comment and tell me about your story, about ways that you use your creativity to support you when maybe you're not feeling the best, and you're struggling with life, or you're worried about something, or you're trying to work out a problem, or you're trying to make a decision, or you want to move in a new direction, or you want to change something about your life. How does your creativity support that? I'd love to hear, because I'm in the process of making some changes in my own life, and I have a journal dedicated just for, you know, the goals that we've set for that. And working in that journal, and I'm giving myself permission not to only work in that journal when I'm feeling great about the idea. You know, there are times where you might think, oh, this is never going to happen. This is so hard. How am I ever going to make this a reality? And taking time to write in the journal reminds me, okay, well, it's not just me here. You know, I can sit and I can connect and I can be guided and I can listen. And I feel like it kind of brings me back to point zero, or maybe, I don't know if that's right, but like where I'm thinking, like, you know, right in the middle where I'm grounded. I'm like, okay, now I can go from here. And it just feels like it's such an amazing practice, and one that I've just avoided for so long. I think we tend to avoid the things that are really good for us. I know for me how easily I hear like, oh, you know, you're tired. Don't go for a walk, or don't go do this. You're tired. Just lay down and rest, or, you know, just watch something and let your mind go. And sometimes we need that, but I'm finding more and more that what I need is to be more active. And I don't mean in an, you know, a going for a walk specifically sort of way, but just being more active with and letting, I guess, the whatever it is I'm feeling and processing just kind of flow through. And I think sometimes when we're physically stagnant, it's harder to just let that go through. So the art of, like, it dawned on me today when I was writing that part of the reason I think writing feels so good to me is it's a way to kind of, you know, you connect with that divine inspiration, and sometimes you can connect with that and you almost get stuck there and you don't know how to make it physical. And then when the physical world comes knocking, it's almost like, okay, well, hold on. I got to turn that part of myself off. Now let me go to the tangible world and focus on the things I'm doing tangibly. And for me, writing or art journaling is connecting the two, because I'm being divinely inspired. You know, I'm grabbing this color, I'm grabbing this paint, I'm, you know, going with that. and kind of turning off the part of my brain that's saying, well, how do I make a great picture? And what does a great picture look like? And just ignoring all that, letting inspiration flow through me. And then I'm physically doing it. So it's almost like I'm linking the two worlds, because as I'm using my hands and paint and, you know, I'm getting active in what I'm trying to create. So for me, it's just really been a great gift, because I struggle sometimes with anxiety and fear, which I think is very, very common. A lot of people I know have said the same thing. And I think when we're able to spend time with our creativity in whatever form, even if it's not, you know, writing or journaling, if you're, you know, musician or however you're for, you could be a baker or a chef, somebody who likes to cook, you know, it's all creativity. When we make time to do those things, even when we don't feel like it, even when we're thinking we just want to, you know, flop somewhere and just, you know, wait till it's all over, I think that if we're able to make a little time. And one of the things I had done there for a while was that I would just make myself sit at my desk. So if I was going to make myself a cup of tea or whatever, I'm like, okay, well, you can just go sit and drink your tea at the desk instead of in the chair, right? Where it's too easy to pull up videos to watch or whatever. So you can go and you can sit at your desk and have your tea there. And it's like, well, I'd be sitting there and I'm like, oh, look, I forgot about those markers that I have. And I like that color pink. I wonder if that pink would look with that green. And then the next thing I know, before I know it, I'm doing something. And a lot of times those would be some of my best art sessions, because I kind of pushed myself to do it. And I had so much fun. So I think sometimes our resistance is what is trying to keep us stuck in that, you know, maybe less than desirable feeling. And if we can just make a little time, I hate saying make time, but because it feels like another thing to do, right? Well, you know, you need to, or maybe it's just the voice I'm hearing in my head. That's probably what it is. You may not be hearing this voice, but I'm hearing the voice in my head. It's like, well, if it's important to you, you'll make the time. And it just sounds very like, ugh, make time. Like, it's that easy. Thanks. But maybe your act of creativity can be in how you make the time. You know, maybe it's the kind of thing where, you know, 5 minutes before a meeting, you sit and, you know, doodle in a sketchbook just to kind of get your head in the right space. Or on your lunch break, you know, while you're eating, you know, your lunch or whatever it is, you take, you know, 5 minutes and doodle a little bit in a journal. And I would really encourage you, if you're an art journaler or a writer, look into the small composition notebooks, because I think you can get them too at like Dollar Trees and stuff like that. I think I bought them there. Or any smaller notebook, something that you may not feel so precious about and that you can just sit and have a play with and see what comes from it. Because I think that those are, helpful, because it doesn't seem as daunting as trying to fill like a giant notebook, especially if you did limited supplies, like something like a few colored pencils. I think they even make, like, I'm thinking about if you go to a restaurant with kids and they give you like the little crayons, or you get like the little boxes, they're like golf pencils of if you ever golf. I do not golf, but I'm aware I've mini golfed, and I know they give you little pencils. So I don't know if actual golfers use mini pencils. I've never golfed, but if you've mini golfed, that you might have seen the little pencils. I'm thinking like, you know, three or four, you know, of those in your favorite colors that you just, you know, throw in a bag, or keep on your desk, or keep, you know, somewhere handy that you can just pick up. I have a little bucket here I'm looking at filled with scraps. It's just like a tiny little square bucket, and it would hold one of those little pencils and a little notebook. So, something like that could be, you could make a little notebook. So lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things that can be done to kind of encourage you, just to, if nothing else, maybe the next time you're going through a tough time, think, you know, I wonder if I sat with my journal for 5 minutes, if that would help. At the end of the day, if it doesn't help, I don't think it really hurt anything. But maybe you sit down and say, let me see. Maybe it'll make me feel better. Maybe. You might be surprised. It might be something that helps support you going forward. And who knows where that can lead. I think people doing more and more of the things that light them up and bring them true joy is really the best healer in the world out there for any kind of, I'll just say the best kind of healer out there in the world, because I think it can't hurt, right? It can't hurt if more and more of us are doing things that we truly enjoy and that bring us joy, and that, you know, showing friends and family little pieces we make if we want to brings them joy. So it's a kind of a win-win when you think about it. So that's it. That's my podcast for today. I'm encouraging you to spend a little time in your creative medium, even if it's just for 5 minutes, and see if you feel any better after you've done it. So I'm wishing you a wonderful week. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back again next time. Take care, everyone.